summit later this month. Let's analyse a little bit what's been happening here. We can bring in Samir Puri, who's author of Russia's Road to War with Ukraine, joins us live now from Singapore. So, Samir, I think you've been listening into what's been said. So Vladimir Putin is saying that Russia is coping with what he called this the financial aggression, the sanctions. Just how stretched would you say Russia has been by the sanctions put on it because of its invasion of Ukraine?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a surreal thing to watch Vladimir Putin standing in Vladivostok, which is about as far as you can get in Russia away from Ukraine. I think the stress that Russia has faced has been intense. Its economy, of course, is now more cut off from the West and from many global markets than at any point since the end of the Cold War. And in some respects, the way that the war in Ukraine has gone and Russia's subjection to sanctions means that Russia's economic fate is sealed. It has to become an Asia-facing, Eastern-facing economic power, or it will economically perish. And that, I think, means that this Eastern Economic Forum speech by Putin is especially significant. And it's also significant because he talks about a multipolar world, but there aren't that many other leaders of his level attending in person. So I think, you know, Russia's economic edifice is I think, a very precarious stage, I think is what I'd say.
Right. As I said, the Chinese number three, I believe, is there, Li Jianxu, head of the country's legislature, due to have talks with Putin a little bit later, could set up further talks with the Chinese premier down the line later this month. Clearly, that relationship with China is critical for Russia.
It's absolutely critical. And in fact, Russia-Chinese bilateral trade has been rising in previous years. That's accelerated by the conditions around the Ukraine war. And Xi Jinping and Putin will meet eventually in the G20 summit in Indonesia, which is in November. So if they're able to meet bilaterally, as you're saying, in advance of that scheduled meeting in November, that would be very significant. I suppose the next question is, where would such a meeting take place? Would President Xi come to Russia? Would Putin travel out to China? That in itself would be very significant, but this is yet to be confirmed. But I do think it's important that the Chinese sent their number three and not a more senior official to this particular forum.
Right. So if China, and on that, if China is critical to Russia, how critical is Russia to China?
Well, everyone will remember that Xi Jinping and Putin met at the Beijing Winter Olympics on, I think, the 4th of February this year, just before Russia began its invasion. And they spoke of a deep and enduring friendship. They issued a document around this. But in the 7 or 8 months since then, Russia has probably become something of a bit of an embarrassment to China, in the sense that the war in Ukraine has not gone as well as Russia almost certainly would have hoped it and wanted to. But nevertheless, China and Russia do find each other to be extraordinarily important because both countries are experiencing different degrees of sanctions from the USA and from the West. So in some respects, they have to band together. But it is a bit of a marriage of convenience between the two of them. Of course, there is the obvious point, they have a huge land border. And one final point on that, which I think this forum really speaks to, is that the infrastructure development between China and Russia, for example, the Power of Siberia pipeline, and all sorts of associated projects with modernization of Vladivostok as a port, its ability to take in cargo, all the things we're hearing about air travel in this region. Obviously, Russia is going to put a lot of focus now on the development of the eastern side of the Russian territory so that its trading potential with China can actually match the sort of the vaunted ambition to, I think, double Chinese-Russian bilateral trade, which both President Xi and Putin have spoken about as an ambition for their countries.
So, and one final thought, Samir. Putin also talked about the possibilities of new markets and relationships, the possibilities of entering, or at least expanding the markets, entering Iranian and Middle Eastern markets. What about that?
Hugely important. And I think one of the critical features of the last sort of 6-7 months are the countries that haven't sanctioned Russia, because they are keeping Russia afloat. And they are, I think, speaking to this grand vision that Putin presents in this speech of a path to a multipolar world. Iran is critical. Turkey as well. Putin mentioned Turkey with the grain deal is critical. But if we look at the attendance at this forum, I think it's Armenia, Mongolia, Myanmar, in terms of in-person attendance by prime ministers. I think Russia has got quite a long way to go to securing its sort of return to prominence in the international stage, given what's happened over the course of 2022.
Samir, fantastic. Thanks for that analysis and perspective. Do appreciate that. That's Samir Puri speaking to us from Singapore as President Vladimir Putin addresses the 7th Eastern Economic Forum in Vladivostok in eastern Russia.